Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
My guest tonight is a filmmaker and a screenwriter who directed and co-wrote The Archies on Netflix. Please welcome Zoya Akhtar. It's a lot of wooing.
Yeah.
and I know why. You are one of the top five, if not like the top director coming out of India right now, which is no small feat given how much incredible talent there is between Bollywood and the streaming platforms and independent cinema. I'm also biased.
And the South Cinema.
And the South Cinema, of course. I mean, you're in America, so everybody views it as the whole subcontinent.
Yeah.
But I think I'm biased because we've also been friends for years. You've had me over to your home for dinner.
Do you remember that night?
Yes, I do. Of course I do. Are we gonna share that night?
Yeah.
What do you remember about that night?
I remember that my dog almost killed himself. My dog.
Yes.
Attacked the brie.
Yeah.
From your plate.
Yes. I did have brie on my plate. It was very. Yeah. And then you had to like.
And he choked, and then I was like, my dog's gonna die. Boogie's gonna die. And this is like Calvin was staring at what's going on, and then my assistant flipped him around, and he was.
But not before he like inadvertently bit you, right? And then you had to call your vet to be like, do I need rabies injections?
No, he was like freaking out because he was choking.
I didn't say he bit
and
you on
I
purpose.
Was trying to like, yeah. It was
very scary.
It was
for
a chaotic Mumbai night.
I mean, I feel like that goes hand in hand with going to Mumbai. It's like beautiful chaos that will follow you everywhere. The Bollywood press has always been very kind to me. They're also like super dramatic, which I secretly love.
Are you talking about the Baps?
Yeah. And there was one, I remember we did this press junket for something and they said, some clicks. So I was like, okay, take some photos. And I remember like just going like this and there was a couch behind me. And this guy goes, please do some pose. So I was like, what kind of pose do you want me to do? He goes, let's lie down like this. And I'm like, bro, I can't. He goes, the picture will be everywhere. I'm like, I know, that's why I can't lie down like that. So like, do you have any really good Bollywood paparazzi stories?
Yeah. I mean, they're actually really sweet. You know what I mean? They're not that invasive in that sense, sure. But they will say very random things. Like, I'll get off a car and they'll be like, ma'am, full length. Give me full length. I'm like, how can this is my length? This is it. I can't give you anymore. So it's stuff like that. But they are like, I've actually been at an event where I fell down and I was like, please don't put this out. And they were like, we won't. And they didn't.
Awesome.
So, yeah, they're very sweet.
Till tonight. And yeah, now pictures are going to come out. There. Yeah. Yeah. No, they are very... I mean, look, anyone who refers to Nick Jonas as Jijaji is doing well, I think, in our book. A resume as diverse as yours, I'm curious what drew you to an adaptation of a comic like The Archies?
I mean, Netflix offered it to me, and I grew...
Good reason.
That's a good start.
Yeah. Pretty baller response, by the way. That's great.
No, I grew up. I mean, it's crazy that something so fundamentally American was also fundamentally a part of an urban Indian kid's childhood.
Yeah.
And I grew up in the 80s, and India wasn't liberalized at that time and global. So we didn't have access to as much stuff that we do today. And Archie was one of the few things that everybody read, and it was our portal to this country. So everybody, it was like, and we were 8 and 10, and we just wanted this teenage life in this fictional place called Riverdale. And everybody grew up thinking that's America. On, yeah. And then, I mean, obviously, then we grew up and realized that's not America. But when it came to me, it was also at a time when I thought that it would be nice to do something like a return to innocence, you know. It was kind of beautiful that it came to India because it was so special, mm-hmm. and they wanted the industry in India to make it for the world. Yeah. And I just couldn't say no. It was also like something to go back to, less is more time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful film. I highly recommend it. One of my favorite scenes was between Dilton and Reggie.
Yes.
It's this very special scene about friendship at a time. I don't want to ruin the whole thing, but yeah. Dilton's character is sort of scared to come out to his friends, and the friendship with Reggie is kind of codified.
Yeah.
I guess two questions for you on that. What made you want to write a scene like that? And then part of the reason I ask that is, my partner Josh and I had been tracking the Indian Supreme Court decision, obviously very disappointed by the marriage equality decision. But, why and how do you infuse these inclusive stories in India right now?
I mean, stories are very important. Yeah. And I mean, India has a very, very vibrant LGBT community. And 2018, homosexuality was decriminalized. And there's been so much change and real positive change with that. And it's going to keep evolving. And part of that evolution is storytelling and filmmaking. And somewhere I feel it's not just like, oh, we're representing something, but you're taking someone and putting them in someone else's shoes, you know? You're humanizing the other. You're just making people come closer. Like, stories travel and stories stay longer. And I don't know, they just, they move you and shift you. And I think I'm lucky to be part of that community that can, affect some kind of evolution or change and represent and be there and, say how I feel.
Very sweet, but also look, that inclusivity is obviously noticed and people love it, especially when it's such a great form of included in such a great form of storytelling. You worked with your dad and your brother on this movie. Both of them are multi-hyphenates.
Yes.
I am terrified at the prospect of working with my parents on anything, mostly because when I did Van Wilder way back in the day with Ryan Reynolds, I showed my mom the script and she screamed, "This is pornography." Because there was one nude scene in it, which wasn't me that time. But I'm curious, what was it like working with your dad and your brother?
I mean, this is my fifth film that they are on. They work on my work in some capacity or the other. And it's safe and also the most dangerous. Mm-hmm. Because, it's an honest space, so you'll get the truth. But that's dangerous sometimes. Because that leads to fights at the dinner table. They're both incredibly talented men, and I am supremely lucky to have that resource, as is my mother. She's a writer as well. So between the four, we all write.
Yeah.
So it's pretty manic. Dinner's manic.
Sounds like you can't, leave your work at home.
No.
Last couple of questions I just got to ask, because I'm a huge Bollywood fan. Like, you've worked in all these different mediums. Top three favorite people that you would want to work with again?
Again?
Yeah.
Oh,
or,
wow.
Or I guess for the first time.
Okay, again, let me just take again.
Yeah,
that'll
great.
Be easier.
That's safer, yeah.
I think I'm going to take the actors I've worked with. So I think Hrithik Roshan.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm dying to work with him again. Farhan Akhtar. Yeah. I haven't worked with him. And Ranveer Singh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. I want to put three of them in a movie.
Could you do four? I mean, I'm available.
Happily.
Would you, by the way, this is now just strictly for my paycheck, would you do a Bollywood adaptation of Harold and Kumar?
I'd love to.
You would love to?
I would love to.
Let's make that happen. That would be really fun.
It would be huge.
I mean, I meant it as a half joke, but if we're serious, we should talk backstage. That's
a
whole. Okay.
We should talk.
All right, I'm down for this.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career.
Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Is a comedian and actor. He just won an international Emmy for his Netflix stand-up special, Landy. Please welcome Veer Das. Hey, brother. Man, clearly you have some fans here. Congrats on the international Emmy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It is on sale if anyone's interested. No.
What was that like?
It was surreal, you know, two things. Number one, it was just kind of nice to have that many people listen to an Indian story from across the world. So that was very nice.
Yep.
It was an honor. And then the first thought was, how the hell do I get this through JFK? Because it is very sharp and you can murder someone with an international Emmy. Which doesn't happen at the after party. It's just, and I'm typically used to being like very nervous at JFK anyway.
Sure, yeah.
So when you have that statue with like the, it's like I've metaphorically kidnapped a white lady. So, the guy was just like, what's in the bag?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's an international Emmy. And the guy at TSA was like, oh, word. And I was like, okay, precipitation. Because that's a word. I'm kidding. That didn't happen before the New Yorker fact checks me.
It's a Daily Show. Nobody's going to fact check
That's
you.
Fine.
All
right, cool.
Yeah, so, look, this win was special, I assume, because based on your stand-up special, you thought at a point that your career was over. You were called a terrorist. There were criminal charges that were filed against you for the 2021 poem, Two Indias. That was like a gripping, reflective account of political and social complexity in India. And I have to be honest, when I saw both of those, both the poem and the special, my only reaction was, this is a brother who loves his country and just wants to make it better through conversation and through art. But not everybody had that reaction. So talk me through sort of that process and what happened.
Well, I mean, the central theme of the special, I think, is that love is never yelled. Love is felt. And that includes love for your country, where it's never sort of a loud proclamation. It's kind of a quiet demonstration. And I don't think there's a better demonstration of love than laughter. And I think that you know... You know, if you love someone, you want to make them laugh. And if they love you, they laugh back. And that goes for your country, too. But I was at the center of this controversy. And I'm a small fish, so I'm not accustomed to that kind of limelight. And I think in America, for instance, if you're a big fish and you're in a controversy, there are options, right? So you can go on Oprah. but then you lose your bodyguards. You could blame it on antibiotics. Which doesn't work in India, because we know a lot about antibiotics anyway. Sure. We're like, amoxicillin doesn't cause courage. Or you could, if you know Jada Pinkett Smith's publicist, I guess she is the internet right now. I think she's both a wife and Wi-Fi. And I didn't have any of those options. So you kind of fall in love with your job all over again. I was like, okay, I will never lionize myself. I will never victimize myself or take feedback head down. And the first thing I do I'll write a joke about it that hopefully makes both sides laugh. And 4 months later, this is what I wrote. I wrote down saying, I was on the BBC homepage, and there was a big headline that said, comedian polarizes the nation. Do you know how badly you have to f*** up before the British say... I said, do you know how badly you have to f*** up before the British say that you divided India? But what happens then, the point I'm making is a bad day in your life turns into laughter. And I think happiness blooms when it's watched. And so you get to watch people be happy because of that. And then that turns into a gold statue someday. And you're kind of reminded that comedy, this job, on its best day can sometimes be alchemy. Mm. And it's kind of nice. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's very well said. The little British thing reminded me, you know, my grandparents were secular freedom fighters.
Yeah.
And so those were the stories that we heard growing up as kids, and that obviously influenced me later in life. Recently, Prime Minister Modi was hosted by President Biden, and, mm-hmm. and during that visit, a lot of artists in the South Asian American space were having conversations about our counterparts in India and free speech in comedy, artistic expression. And I'm curious how you've managed to kind of navigate that space.
Well, look, I mean, on one day, our Prime Minister had dinner with Biden, and the next day, Trevor Noah had dinner with Dua Lipa, and... I wasn't invited to either of those events. So I do think if you get to travel the world as much as I do, you start to think of freedom of speech, which is the big conversation around the world, less locally and more emotionally. Huh. And I think right now, it's, you know, whether you're in the Middle East or whether you're in India or whether you're in the West, the conversation is freedom of speech. And I think it's, yes, curtailed by authorities at different levels in different places, but more curtailed by the people around you. You know, we live in this world where you see somebody as just a box and you try and control their speech as well for their ideas. And so sometimes we blame it on these larger things above us, but really we're submitting to something scary inside us. And if we can fight that primal urge to lash out at each other, I think then the world just gets better, freedom of speech-wise. Like, here's how I think freedom of speech works. It's like you and me are on a train together. Right, and somewhere in the corner is a guy who has his dick out, right?
Which guy?
It's New York, so 50% of the compartment. Yeah, but you and I can't do anything about the guy with his dick out. I'm just talking to see if you see it too.
Yeah.
And I think that's what freedom of speech is. I just need to know that you also see the dick.
I have to give you so much props for this, because this could have gone in two different directions. This could have ended up with, like, the New York Times, Bombay Times, yeah. Times of all of them just writing about some serious political conversation. Yeah. And instead, it's like Cal Penn and Veer Das are on a train with a dude whose dick is out. And that's
there
the, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Really just elevating the humor in it. So
I have to give you flowers, though. Can I take a second to give you flowers, if that's okay?
Yes.
Okay, so the reason that many brown men like myself come to America to try and act is because we saw you be the first Indian brown man be edgy and cool and funny in American cinema. So, yeah.
So... Thank you.
So... I would like to thank you for ruining so many lives. Because I came to college in America because I saw Van Wilder.
Oh, my God.
And then I went to college in Galesburg, Illinois. Uh-huh. And I'm like, where the f*** is this college where people sleep with the Indian guys? Cal Penn is a liar. And just by the way, I think you know this. Statistically, this is the sexiest accent in the world. All right? I'm just saying. Right? At this given moment, more women are having sex with this accent than any other accent in the world. All right? So, in your face, France. And also, you then do Harold and Kumar.
Yeah.
Where you go and get cheeseburgers, and at the end of the night, you make up with your parents. Do you know what would happen if I told my parents I spent the whole night looking for beef? Harold would go to White Castle. Uh-huh. Kumar would have an arranged marriage the next week. So, but flowers.
Well, thanks, brother. Thank you. And I have to say, there were many very talented actors who came before me who didn't have the same opportunities I did,
yeah.
who also went to drama school, who also worked their butts off. And so I appreciate those accolades, and I share it with them.
Thank you,
know.
Man.
But before we let you go, I want to know about your tour. It's a 33-country tour.
It is, yes.
I want to know where you're going in the new tour. But then, B, like, are there bits that don't translate in some countries that people just don't find funny? Do you have to curate it for each audience?
No. I think now it's kind of because of Netflixes and Amazons and YouTubes, it's become more important to kind of be authentically Indian. Yeah. Dave Chappelle gets to take you to Ohio. I don't know a damn thing about Ohio, but I go. on that journey with him, why can't I take you to Mumbai? Why can't I take you to Delhi? And if you've never been, come over, and at the end of the night, whether you're Indian or not, you'll be Indian. You know, so come to my show. I'm going to be playing Carnegie Hall. Awesome. I think I'll be the first Indian comic to do it.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Congrats.
And we're doing the Kennedy Center and the Chicago Theater and a bunch of theaters in January. I'm looking forward to it. It's large, you know.
Congrats. I can't wait to check out the tour. You're developing a comedy with my buddy Andy Samberg.
Yes.
Can you tell us about it?
I can. Okay. I wanted to be in a TV show that was a modern immigration story.
Yeah.
But I wanted it because immigrants, we always come over and do sensible stuff in America. Right? And why take a 29-hour flight if you're going to do something sensible when you land? So I wanted to make the show where Americans and Indians sit on a sofa and watch together, but Indians get to come over and be outrageous and ludicrous and enjoy America. So my show is called Country Eastern, and it's about me as a brown, bearded Indian man who becomes a country music singer in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes. Yes. I'm a huge country music fan, so that makes me very excited. On your shows, you always end asking people in your audience, what's the one thing you want to say to the world?
Yeah.
Why do you do that? I just think it's so interesting.
I have, I think, one of the smartest crowds in comedy. And I say that to get their money. I just do. I think a lot of comedy these days becomes about, look at me and look at my jokes and look at my pathos and my ethos. But, you know, the audience is an equally loud voice as you do. And I think there's no better teacher than their laughter and their silence. So sometimes I just like to put the camera on them and say, look at who I have the privilege of performing for. And some of it is great and some of it is, you know, what it is. But but I think it's valuable to share your platform with your audience sometimes. That's the only reason I do it.
Do you still tour with Juhu Beach Sand?
In the special, I have some Indian soil.
Yeah.
Look, I'm a brown man with a beard, so traveling with a bag full of dust internationally doesn't work out well for me anally, but I... I try to. Look, my shows are like this big reunion. You know, if you're not from India, you get integrated into India. If you're Indian, you sometimes haven't been in a room full of Indians in a really long time. Do you know how many people hook up at my shows? Like,
this is the best f***ing ad ever.
Right?
That you're
by the way, yeah. Just, listen, yeah. I'm like Seema Auntie with a jawline, all right? That's who I am, right? Like, I have couples that are formed at my shows. So it's this big India celebration. It's kind of cool.
Man, that's awesome. Thank you so much for coming. Veer will be performing his Mindful World Tour to Carnegie Hall on January 19th with more stops in the U.S. in January and February. Veer Das, everyone.
Explore more shows from The Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.